We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast,
"It's a mad, mad world.
Let's rock."
Welcome to Mr. Suave's Mod Mod World. You just had a flashback to 1984, courtesy of Robbers on High Street. That was their cover of the Style Council's Shout to the Top. And a nice cover it is, too. Very true to the original. That's all part of the Rewind Covers project from Buffet Libra. They get dozens and dozens of current bands to cover their favorite 80s songs with some interesting results. And you can check that out at the Rewind site, where they actually let you download the tracks, too. You can find the link for that over at MrSuave.com. Lots of good stuff on this week's show. Get some old school power pop coming up, some garage rock, and some more twee-ish pop right here from a new UK group, The Wishes.
Is it all right if I just go and sit in this corner and get drunk? I may sing quietly if that doesn't disturb you. It's just been, well, you know how it is.
National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically, Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
You don't. mission from God.
Okay, that was the Icicles, one of the better indie pop bands out there right now. That was Crazy from their 2007 album, Arrivals and Departures. That album exploded onto the scene and was helped by the fact that Target used the band's big hit La Ti Da in one of their commercials. Exposure like that just doesn't hurt. For them was a golden oldie, if you will. That was the Pop Guns. Probably their best release ever. It was their second single from 1989, I think. Waiting for the Winter. If you want to see a really indie video, check out the video for that single. Or for that matter, any of the Pop Gun singles, really. But I've got that one for Waiting for the Winter up on the homepage at MrSuave.com. It's very 80s in that sort of MTV 120 minutes kind of way. You'll see what I mean. Way up top there, I played a new band. So new they haven't even been signed as of yet, but I'm guessing they will be once this self-released EP of theirs starts making the rounds. The track was Bridgend. The band is called The Wishes. They don't call themselves a mod band as far as I can tell, but that's pretty much what they are. All three of their tracks are big, brash, ballsy pieces of blue-eyed soul mixed with power pop. The vocals of Teresa Bell from The Wishes reminds me of Mary's Danish vocalist, Julie Ritter. Well, The Wishes, thankfully, don't have Mary's Danish's alt-country tendencies. They do have that same sort of funky soulfulness. Check out Conclusions on their MySpace page, and you'll hear what I mean. The link is live at MrSuave.com. Okay, the next bullet fired is going to be from a new mod band, Invisible Lead Soup.
Thank you.
If you had only one book, the Bible, do you know that you would have within its covers the finest examples of literature, both in prose and poetry? You'd have stories which have never been equaled, adventure, love, history, and prophecy. So read your Bible every day during National Bible Week.
The most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
Around me.
Welcome back to the show. You know it's got to be a modcast because you just heard The Creation pounding out one of the great mod songs of all time. That was Biff Bang Pow. Creation always had to play third fiddle to The Who and The Small Faces, but for my money, they were probably the modest of those mod bands in the mid-60s. Speaking of mod bands, how about the Anderson Council? That was them there doing Sitting on a Cloud from their fantastic 2001 debut album. And good for us, the band is currently working on their third album of cool power pop garage rock. So you get that to look forward to. Right before that, I let off with a brand new British mod group with Invisible Lead Soup. Very mod in a Creation and Small Faces sort of way. Seem to be making quite a splash right now in the UK too, in the mod scene over there, and why not with that gorgeous Hammond organ going on behind all that 60s-ish R&B beautifulness. It's true, soup is good food. I hope they put that show on the road and bring it to the States real soon. Next up, one of the most eclectic power poppers of all time. It's Gary Valentine.
Me. Final checkout completed. All systems are operational.
Every morning when the clock moves, sitting in my bed, jars and cans, sweet blood is pounding through my head. Racing to work to be sure to get there on time. Phone starts ringing and I start losing my mind. Can't take it, I just can't take it. I can't make it, I just can't make it. Let me out, let me out of here. Let me out, just let me out. People calling and complaining 8 hours a day. But all this work, there surely ain't enough pay. Keep my cool, talk and call after call after call. Up, I know I'll be climbing the wall. I can't take it, I just can't take it. I can't make it, I just can't make it. Let me out, let me out of here. Let me out, just let me out. How long can this go on before my nervous brain breaks down? I have to hold my head.
Dirty, filthy mind you got.
Okay, that was The Sidewalks. They were a late 70s power pop quartet out of Milwaukee. It combined power pop with garage punk and 60s mod rock, and to great effect. That was Let Me Out, the band's first single. Before that was Action Now, another great band that originally included Paula Pierce, who later went on to fame and fortune, or at least fame, or maybe at least something resembling that, went on to form the legendary garage rock combo the Pandoras. But before that, she was the sole female in the avowedly mod Action Now. That track, Stop Pretending, was penned by Pierce and later was the title and lead single of one of Pandora's best albums. Started that set out there with Gary Valentine's 1978 single, The First One. Valentine is one of those guys who's always ahead of the curve. He's a founding member of Blondie, who's their bassist, and actually wrote a couple of their first hits, X-Fender and I'm Always Touched by Your Presence, Dear. He was one of the first power poppers to hit it big in both New York and L.A., and his band, The No, was reportedly the first ever to play the legendary Madame Wong. Sadly, being first in some of those ways didn't help him much. Blondie wouldn't let him participate in their reunion tour a few years back, or their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gig. Still, he's got his writing career to fall back on. Focuses his writing on all sorts of eclectic stuff, from occult stuff to 60s counterculture to religious gurus. Speaking of gurus, to wrap things up this week, I've got the gurus of original punk rock, those granddaddies of garage music. That would be the Standells. They sound like a hip-shaking blues explosion, and they looked more at the time, more mod than than most mod bands. You can check them out from the excellent opening scene of Riot on Sunset Strip, the 1967 teen flick, which they penned the theme song for. I've got the video up on the Modcast homepage at MrSwab.com. As always, you can head over there and check out past shows, get links to band sites, and get a great mod song every single day, all in one place, www.MrSwab.com. Anyhow, taking out this week, here it is, these garage punk legends, the Standells with Mr. Nobody. I'm Mr. Suave. Thanks for listening.